With street closures blocking off traffic in the heart of downtown Des Moines, workers from offices nearby took to the skywalks to view the damage. Lori Jones says her earliest memory of the building was shopping for school supplies at Yonkers in the 60s.
Yonkers has been a fixture that whole time. So I didn't hear about it until very late Saturday, and this is the first view I've actually got of it with my own eyes, and it brings tears in my eyes.
Steel and glass debris remain in the streets surrounding the 115-year-old former Yonkers building, which burned and partially collapsed early Saturday morning. Assistant City Manager Matt Anderson says even after the cleanup, roads may not reopen immediately.
There's a lot of glass damage to the windows at EMC and on the Hub Tower. So we can't open those streets up if there's a fear of glass falling.
Developers were in the middle of a $35 million renovation to turn the building into a 120-unit apartment complex. Investigations into the cause of the fire are ongoing. In Des Moines, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.